Yeah, amen. Revelation chapter 22, verse 10 and 11, two verses. And this is the end of the Bible. And I believe if there's be a dispensation today, this is where we're at. And he saith unto me, verse 10, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. That's the title of the word. The time is at hand. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. And the time, so the time, I just read you about kind, the time is at hand, and I ask, what are you? Now, I don't care. I can't do anything about it. I'm asking you, what are you? I believe we're at such a time, we're at such a point, we're at such a place. It's time to know what you are. I truly believe that everyone knows, just like we spoke about the kind. They may not admit it, but they know, you see. And they know truly who they belong to. And those that belong to the Lord, now hear me, will fall down and worship Him. You can't stop them from falling down and worshiping Him. You can't prevent them. So today is truly the time to examine ourselves as to whom we belong, what we are, and to whom we belong. And I would ask, are you persuaded? Are you persuaded of these things? If you turn to John chapter 12 and verse 25, Jesus said, he that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. You just don't meet people like that. You just do not. But it's ever so true. How many are willing to give up life in this world? I'm going to tell you that I was more in bondage than those men out there at Garza until I gave up life in this world. And I was never truly, wholly free until I gave up life in this world. And if you don't have an understanding of that, I can't explain it, because it's supernatural. One, there must come a point in your life, in this world, when you desire a new life. I'm tired of this one. I don't like the guy in the mirror. I want a new life. I no longer desire this life. I liken it to like witness protection program. Okay? A witness protection program. Because you must give up all identity of the old life and start anew. Gone. All things are become new. And as long as you identify with this old, that's an impossibility. And we've got to live our lives really just like a witness. I don't know that guy. Like I told you, I never quit cussing. They say, you don't cuss. No, I don't. That guy did. But he's gone. So what are you still? What shall you be? Now, I tell you, I'm not Calvinistic enough to believe that the Lord stops saying, come. I just simply am not. You look at verse 17 back in Revelation 22. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst, what? Come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Come, he says, come. But few do. I've done this for a long time now. And yet the invitation of come, fortunately for you and I, or those that are without Christ, or those that are not where they should be, that invitation is still there. Come. Won't you come? You may come and drink the water of life freely. And he has water whereby one never thirsts again. But few partake. I drink this water because of the medication they give me. I've got to drink this all day. All day long. Here, I'm taking a sip. All day long I'm drinking this good well water. It's good water. But you know what happens? I thirst again. And that's what happens in the natural life. You think you got it. You think you're on top of the world. You think you got what you want. And then you look up and go, but I'm still thirsty. I'm still thirsty. You see? And so you remain unholy still. But such an invitation, because he says come, it makes all of us responsible to what? To come. It makes us all responsible to come. You know why they won't come? Because they yet love their life in this world. We're after all gods, you know. Did you know that? We know good and evil. Masters of our own destiny. And until that's broken, until that bond, that high horse is broken, you'll never come. You'll remain unjust still. You'll remain filthy still. It's amazing. They say they're rich, as it said in Revelation 3. They say they're rich, increased with goods, and have need of nothing. Life is good. How come you're always thirsty? The prodigal son, he came to himself, you remember in Luke, and when he did, he realized he was, as the Lord said, but wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. Oh, I know that guy. Oh, you have no idea how I know that guy. I was that guy. You see, those that are in Christ no longer thirst for sin or the things of this world. But they hunger and thirst after what? Righteousness. It's not hard. They hunger and thirst after righteousness, you see. And we listened to the song this morning, and man, I got a tear in my eye. I listened to the gospel plowboy sing Beulah Land. Beulah Land, how I'm longing for thee. I told Melissa, I said, see, dying's not so bad. Because if I don't die, I'm not going to get to Beulah Land. And I'm on a journey to Beulah Land. Now, I'm not going to try to be early. And I'm certainly not going to be late. But God's got a time for me to enter Beulah Land. Do you long for Beulah Land? And he said, let him that is athirst come. That's who comes. Those who thirst for what this world cannot give. And they've been in it long enough, and they've tried these things, and they go, you know what? This is just not satisfying me. This is just not working for me. And what you need is the water of life. I'm telling you from experience. I don't need the Bible to tell you that. I don't need the Bible to tell you about the prodigal. I can look in the mirror. What you need is the water of life. I want to ask you something. This is very interesting to me. If you remember the account in John chapter 4, Jesus goes to the well and he meets a Samaritan woman there. I want to ask you, would you give Jesus drink? Because, see, he didn't go there offering her water. Do you remember? Jesus saith unto her, a Samaritan woman. She may as well have been a whatever today, whatever you just think of somebody that you think's beneath you. And Jesus saith unto her, give me drink.
Wow. I'd never noticed that before. Jesus said, he's asking me? God's asking me for a drink. Chief of sinners. And he comes to me and says, give me drink. Lord, don't you know what kind of guy I am? Don't you know the kind of life I lead?
He comes to me, a Gentile dog, worse than a Samaritan, and asks drink. I don't know about you, but that's one of the most humbling things God's ever showed me in the Word of God. And you're coming and asking me, do you not know what kind of man I am? Do you know what I've done in my life? But if you know him, oh, the glory is, he has drink for you. He said, if thou knewest the gift of God, he said, you know, I've got water whereby you never thirst again. If you knew the gift of God, do you know the gift of God? He said, come. Come. Even now I hear and the words ring to me. Hear my Lord. Send me. See, you won't. I don't think you will. But you can. You can drink of this water. You can come. Because you're hearing him right now. He said, how shall they hear? Well, you're going to send a preacher. Here I am, Lord, send me. Remember in school? I need somebody to go to the office. And man, ever, you remember? Man, ever, 20, 30 hands go up. Oh, Miss Baker. Hey, here. But it's not that way with the Lord. Here I am, Lord. Turn with me if you would, and we're about done. The book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 42. You got a good Bible, that's page 875. And I'm going to start in verse 5. And I'd pray you'd hear these words. Because this is that water. Thus saith God the Lord, he that created the heavens and stretched them out, and he that spread forth the earth and that which cometh out of it, he that giveth breath unto the people upon it and spirit to them that walk therein. I, the Lord, have called thee to righteousness. Amen. Amen. I, the Lord, have called thee to righteousness and will hold thine hand and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light to the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. Know ye not, you're wretched, blind, poor, miserable? I am the Lord, that's my name. And my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise from the end of the earth. ye that go down to the sea, and all that is therein, the isles, the inhabitants thereof, that's us. Let the wilderness and the cities thereof lift up their voice, the villages that Kedar doth inhabit. Let the inhabitants of the rocks sing. Let them shout from the top of the mountains. Let them give glory unto the Lord and declare his praise to the islands. There's that water. Can't you taste it? It's clean and it's crystal clear. And though your sins be as scarlet, they'd be washed white as snow. And no matter what you've done, no matter what you've ever done, and he said, their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Oh, man. How smooth it goes down. And then you know what it does? It springs up. You get a well of living water right inside you. He that believeth on me, as the scripture said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. John chapter 7. Wow. What a glorious thing. If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. All I can say is glory. Hallelujah. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And he comes quickly. You remember he said in Revelation 22, he said, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come. Lord Jesus, I don't know. You know, if you die today, you're done. Dennis is up there right now. We called, pray for him, and he's teetering. Literally teetering between life and death. Do you know how far he is from death? Same distance you are. One breath. Your last breath, it's over. It's done. And you're finished. And I want you to hear me, and this is the truth. He may never pass your way again. He may never pass your way again. Shall you be unjust still? Shall you be filthy still? Word of God says he stands at the door and knocks. Who shall let him in? And that's what we said. He said, would you give me drink? What? Me? Lord, do you know who I am? Would you give me a drink? Lord, do you know what I've done? It can never be right. Would you give me a drink? He said, you do, I'm going to give you a drink. Going to take care of all that. Who would drink of the water of life freely? Well, the time is at hand, he said. When's it going to be at hand for you? He said, come. You can come today. You can come right now. You can come right where you're sitting and never leave your seat and come. You can sit right there and come. You can bow your head. Lord, I'll give you drink. Would you give me drink? Would you give me a drink? The time.